Christmas, 1975.
Crikey, what a year to pick on. Nothing really stands out in 1975. All the years for me have been good up to now, and I really do hope they have been for you as well.
Hi, I'm Guy Morris. My idea of New Year? Well, it's a time of starting anew, which is great if you've had a bad year. And I think one thing everyone hopes for is to see the cost of living become more reasonable in 1976. Something we hope for every year, I guess.
This is Clive Tilsley trying desperately to remember what New Year means to me. But unfortunately, my memories of New Year's Eve tend to be a bit hazy.
Hi, this is Kid Jensen. 1975 was certainly a year of transition for me, with a new job, a new home, and new friends. Musically, early 75 was a little slow, but made up for it in the latter half with a lot of exciting albums and new talents to emerge. My favorite albums coming from Eddie Howell, Thin Lizzy, and just lately Santana. 1975 saw the birth of Radio Trent, and 1976 will most certainly be 301's coming-of-age period with many new ideas and projects planned for your enjoyment.
You can get 301 in your car.
For up-to-the-minute traffic reports and news, or just music for company as you cruise.
And what a lovely sound that is. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, trendsetters. This is Kid Jensen, and I'm on from now until 12:30 on 301 meters medium wave, 96.2 VHF stereo. Trent, what do you mean you can't dance? This is a new record from Jayhawks.
Research which looked into the drop in buying power of the average wage packet, all of which means that John Peters now owes the firm 10 bob a week.
Oh, that's a nice start. Good morning, Dave. 6:21. 6:22, time flies. The Ozark Mounted Daredevils and Jackie Blue.
Radio Trent in 1976. The station continued to grow, extending its broadcasting hours to 20 each day in February, but then due to a national industrial dispute in the latter part of 76, reducing to 18 and a half hours. Competitions that year included the Trent Goldmine, New Show Ideas, The Hits of Yesteryear. Programmes were finely tuned, and Kid Jensen waved goodbye.
Radio.
Dramatic changes occurred at Trent during 1977. We'll be discovering more after these 1985 commercials.
Music Radio 301.
1977, and a host of new presenters to Radio Trent. One of the first came with a wealth of experience.
With transmitters in the medium wave at 220 metres, 1367 kilohertz. And in shortwave at 6,205 kilohertz in the 49-meter European band, this is Radio North Sea International, the sound of a young Europe.
247, wonderful Radio 1.
Sing along in the morning time now.
Wonderful Radio 1. Ah.
Travelling into the years gone by, it's a Radio 1 hit back.
Yeah, on Fridays, it's the home of the rock on the Stevie Merrick Morning Show, 1961, and Billy Fury.
Radio Brighton.
Summer brings the things of dreams, summer days and moonlit nights. Summer brings some summer fun, now with Steve Merrick.
I think stereo.
And then she said, I love you so, why don't you say the same again? So with the Drifters, we can all play a little touch of the love game.
After knowing you so long.
Steve Merrick.
I was out of work, and I was working for a magazine called Radio Now, which has since folded. And they asked me to do a series of interviews with managing directors and programme controllers around ILR. And Trent was number 5 or 6 on the list. I'd already done Radio Nottingham, interviewed Ron Coles, who was the programme organiser. About 3 weeks later, I came down to do Radio Trent, and I sat in the office with Dennis Maitland, who was then the managing director, and holy mayhem was breaking out all over the place. And I sat there for 3 hours, and he said, look, I'm sorry, but as you can see, I said, fine, OK, I'll come back. And he said, yes, please do. And we made an appointment. And 3 days later, he rang up and said, listen, instead of doing that interview, would you like to come and do a programme? And I said, do I get paid? And he said, yes. And I said, fine. And I was on in the next Fiat down here.
As local as Radio Trent may be, it's only as local as the people who listen to it, and that's you. It's only as local as the people in your street, in your house, in your area want it to be. But think, when did you last write to Radio Trent to comment on something one of our presenters said? When did you last ask for a dedication? Or when did you last write to Carol Dock and tell her of an event that you've organised? The last time that you saw something unusual in your street or while you were out shopping, did you think to call Trent's newsroom? If you like hearing from us on your radio, we'd like to hear from you by letter or phone or postcard. Radio Trent, it's local because you make it local.
Yes, I remember the very first programme I did, mostly because I couldn't work the panniel, because I arrived down here and it was in use, and I went back to Bradford where I was living. So I came down again and it was still in use, and I went back to Bradford, and I came down again and I got about 10 minutes, and I couldn't work out which was what, because nothing was marked, because everybody else here obviously knew because they'd grown up with the station, they'd worked it all before on air. And the first five links I fell off my seat laughing. I just couldn't be serious about it.
Trent is giving away 20,000 smiles in a week-long extravaganza of the John Peters programme. You can win by tuning in every day this week to John Peters between 1:30 and 5:30. The longer you stay tuned, the more chance you stand of winning one of those 20,000 smiles. Win by hearing your favourite record of the moment. The longer you stay tuned, the more you'll hear. Win by hearing more on local events. The winning's made easy, and you can win one of 20,000 smiles Trent is giving away all this week on the John Peters programme from 1:30 to 5:30. When you feel the smile, you've won it with Trent.
Another recruit in 1977 was also no stranger to the independent local radio network.
From Hexham to South Shields, from Shildon to Morpeth, and from Ashington to Bishop Auckland, this is the North East Sound. Metro Radio, keeping the North East together.
Your next door neighbour in the North East. 261.
We interrupt this Grammarfan record to bring you more details of a programme you could hear this weekend on Radio Trent.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, 10 till 2, what don't you discover?
Glen Groat with the groovyest sounds around, oh yeah.
When Len Groat came to Radio Trent, his first impression was one of surprise.
I was amazed it was so large, because I'd been to Radio Hallam in Sheffield and I mentally thought they'd be exactly the same. And also, I was very ignorant because I thought that Radio Trent was in Stoke-on-Trent as well. So when the train arrived at Nottingham, it was a bit of a surprise. But I was shown around the whole station and I was just amazed. It was this massive, great building, which outside looks quite big, but inside, because it's like a great cavern. I think I came here on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, and I was on air on the Saturday. And I dug up all my old jingles from my previous radio station and just regurgitated them here for the first few weeks. So I didn't have any time to prepare anything at all for it.
Get together with Len Groat. Ruby.
That's the music of Elvis Presley there. Either P, starting us off for a Saturday morning. And of course, a song entitled Moody Blue. Our thanks to Guy Morris for the last 4 hours here on Trent 301. For the first time, welcome along to a Len Groat type 10 to 2 weekend. 4 hours, the very best in music, and one or two goodies coming up for you later on. Hope you can keep us company. Glad to be here, I must say. Musically, we go on with the sound of what's it?
Godless on a mountain top.
Prophet's Shocking Blue.
It's burning like a silver flame.
And a nice one, too, coming from a Dutch group whose name was Shocking Blue, which I evidently forgot at the beginning of that disc, and which took us back in time to 1971. Got to number 80 in the charts in Great Britain, over in the good old US of A. Got to number one. Did rather well for them. Got a whole load of goodies for you this morning here on Trent 301. It's my very first show, so if I sound a little bit nervous, you know why, don't you? Glad to be here, though, and we're a little bit later on going to explore the world of traditional Nottinghamshire cooking. So, ladies, if you fancy an old traditional dish,
I remember going to
dinner, maybe,
some bookshops in Nottingham, buying some books with old recipes in about kind of Nottingham goose, and having to do a cookery spot on Saturday mornings of some kind. I was trying to do something very local because I wanted to get to know the area, and you can only do that by actually kind of giving material out and then hoping to get any feedback back. And we did a recipe for Nottingham goose with gooseberry sauce or something, which was about a medieval recipe, and I always remember that's one of the first things I did.
Len Groat!
And a Saturday morning on Trent 301. Len Groat wishing you a very good morning indeed for the very first time. I'm glad to be here. If you may have heard me before, actually, never know. If you've been in the northeast of England in the last 3 years, or possibly the northwest, Piccadilly Radio and Metro Radio, the two stations respectively. If not, then a very good morning to you for the very first time today. It's Glen Campbell.
The biggest hits of 77, it's Trent 301, the Sunshine Station.
The things you're doing now, the people you're meeting now, the music you're hearing now, are the things you'll remember from the summer of 77, and you're spending it with us on Trent 301, your friendly local.
Sit down, have a break with 301.
The two new boys began to settle in. Steve Merrick.
John and I used to do this very naughty story.
There was a record we played by Guys and Dolls, I think it was about 1977, 1978, called Mamacita. There was something about the introduction of that record that triggered Mr. Merrick into assessing the whole thing was based on a Rupert Bear story.
Anyway, one day Rupert, minus his trousers, fell off a cliff. And landed in a compromising position with Luby Lou.
And then said, listen to John, he'll continue the story. He left me up in the air with some weird story about Rupert Bear. I had to come along the next day and follow it up and leave it in the air for him to follow back in the afternoon. This went on for several weeks and a few days. Obviously no prizes were given for guessing what the outcome was. We were both called up to the programme controller's office, Mr. Neil Spence, and he looked over his glasses and just simply said, I think you better knock it on the head, lads. It's been going on long enough, thank you. And that was it.
Talk back with Graham Knight on 581-881. Lines now open.
I ought to make a special welcome, really, to our programme controller, Neil Spence. First time on the air on Radio Trent, I think. I don't think you've sneaked in anywhere else, have you?
No. In fact, this is my first time. Welcome. Quite delighted.
Welcome.
Thank you very much indeed, Graham. Heard you many, many times, and now you're going to hear me.
Well, it'll be nice to get some details from you. The thinking behind the programming that we now are presenting to people and has been effective from last Sunday. Sat directly opposite me, Steve Merrick. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening.
Have you woken up from this?
People come and people go, but some you never forget.
The first show I did was Saturday Afternoon Sport. No, it wasn't. Sorry, I lied through my teeth. It wasn't. It was a Sunday programme. It was an oldies programme. It was fairly dreadful. And then they put me on Saturdays, which was even more dreadful. But I blackmailed the then managing director and letting me stay on.
Let's check out the Ashley prediction. Southampton to beat Nottingham Forest. I hear you, you Forest fans, you stay-at-home fans. I hear you saying, he's only saying that because he always goes against our super Reds. Well, I happen to think that Southampton...
I think, you know, on the face of it, I was obnoxious, crass, big-mouth, conceited, self-opinionated. Underneath, I was big-egg, crass, self-opinionated.
Yeah, I mean, they're not exactly sparkling teams, either of them, but Bristol City might just edge that. Tomorrow night, if you'd like to come and see me, why not, eh? I mean, I was sitting in a pub last night, and I heard somebody say, that's a mouth over there, baby. And somebody would say, no, it can't be. And someone would say, God, he's ugly, isn't he ugly? Jesus, he's ugly. Oh, dear. And I'm just sitting there quietly, I am chewing glass, spitting nails. And, if you never see me...
I don't think anybody can be that arrogant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all through the year. But, of course, there are has to be elements of whoever's on air, because you have to be yourself up to a point.
Lots of people listen to William, 9 until 11 on Sundays. Classical and movements, a quality improvement. Tchaikovsky, Grieg and Beethoven come over quite exuberant.
Are your musical leanings towards Brahms and Liszt? If they are, you'll enjoy the classical music program on Sunday nights from 9 till 11, presented by Bill Bingham. It's got class.
Stereo 96.2.
Trent 301, it's 9 minutes past nine, and good evening. Welcome to the first in a new series of light classical music programs at this time on Sunday evenings. From now until 11 o'clock, I shall be playing a selection of recordings of the more popular classical material, which is available on record.
During 1977, Jeff Cooper, Peter Quinn and Chris Baird all left Radio Trent. Chris Baird now with BBC Radio Derby. But there was one more new arrival, and he's after the break. And one more newcomer.
Dale Winton.
Into the second hour of the Dale Winton Show this Tuesday afternoon with the Motors. That's called Airport. It's 2:08. A very good afternoon to you. And, of course, in the show for you this afternoon, the Tread Trade. It's between 2:30 and 3:30, where I open up the phone lines and have a chat to you, see if you've got anything you'd like to swap. And don't forget, the number to ring, as ever, is Nottingham 581-881.
You want choice, you want price, somewhere near and nice.
Right, it's a Tuesday if you've just joined me. Hello, it's Dale on Tread 301 metres in the medium wave band and 96.2 stereo VHF.
This is Tread, and it's your party 19 and a half hours a day. Wake up to the sun at John Peters.
If you're going to San Francisco.
9 to 12, Lane Grote, Coffee and Solid Gold. 1 to 4, catch an afternoon nap with Dale Winton.
Too much more than a pretty face.
4 to 7, Drive Time and Pete Wagstaff. Finally, Bedtime with Guy Morris and Bill Bingham. This is Trent, 19 and a half hours a day, Monday to Friday, making your day the way you want it. Come on in.
It's Lane Grote on 301.
Good morning, it's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Graham Parker and the Brewer getting us away on our Wednesday get-together. Think carefully, it feels like Tuesday, doesn't it? But it's definitely Wednesday today. Lane Grote and the programme right through until 12, the busy one this morning. Your horoscope coming up between now and 9:45. At 10:15 is International Cookery with Wendy Parkinson. 10:25, day two of our motorcycle week. And of course, coffee break, all rolled in together. 11:15, more news of our sunflower growing competition. At 11:25, Sue Fletcher and Girls, Girls, Girls answering your problems. And the final half hour of the show, those oldies, right through until 12.
Well, I remember Wendy Parkinson coming in with her double kind of gas burner each week and kind of cooking various recipes actually in the studio. And people didn't believe we used to do that. We actually used to cook live in the studio.
And I'm just going to finish whipping up the cream. And in a separate bowl, I have stiffly beaten up the two egg whites as well.
There was Sue Fletcher doing the beauty spot, you know, hello girl, Sue here, with this big husky voice and advising on pimples and promiscuity and other stuff like that. She was a good laugh. We also had Dominic Gregory doing the gardening spot. And I think the programme at that time was trying out new methods. We were experimenting a lot on the air then, and quite a bit of what has happened since on the radio station. We pioneered in those days by having features in programmes. People were scared to put speech on the radio. I was scared about doing it. I thought, oh, the ratings will go down, but we did it well, I think, and I think we enjoyed it. And everybody used to write in and say, can I have a copy of this leaflet and that leaflet? And at the time, people were reacting very well to what we were doing, and we knew that Trent was taking off in 1977, 78, for the first time in a really big way.
Radio. Make the most of your radio. Tune to 301 medium wave.
Radio.
For stereo, tune to 96.2 VHF.
Radio.
All you need is Radio Trent.
Radio.
Your radio isn't complete without it.
For the first time, all 19 independent local radio stations were involved in a comprehensive independent audience survey for JICRA. Radio Trent showed a 72.5% increase in the December 1976 listening figures. In an average week, adults in this area were spending almost 3.5 million hours tuned in to Radio Trent.
A magic way to start your day with your friends.
Radio Trent's newest listeners were enjoying the station's newest presenters.
Peter Tate.
Garden at 3:15 with Dominique Gregory talking to Steve Merrick, and also look at those celebrity birthdays and anniversaries at 3:25. And that's all after Radio Trent News at 2 o'clock with Colin Bauer.
Passengers aboard an overnight
and travelling from further afield, Viv Evans.
The then programme controller, Neil Spence, was desperately searching for what we call a swingman. Now, that's a person who deputises for all the presenters, either when they're on holidays or poorly ill, sick. I phoned Neil, and he said, "See me tomorrow, lad." Now, I was due to do a programme on Swansea Sound, another ILR station. That day, I had to see Neil. Luckily, it was a morning time I did the show, so I did my stint on the airwaves, leapt into a car afterwards, and travelled all the way up here to Nottingham. The journey normally takes about 5 hours. Had to make it to Nottingham in 3.5 hours by 4 p.m. to see Neil Spence. Neil was, I believe, about to go on holiday. Got there on time without getting caught for speeding as well. Went back the same day to Swansea, did just another 3 days of programmes, and then back to Nottingham to host my first ever programme here on Trent.
All you need to get you through a magic day with Trent 301.
By early 79, the talkback phone-in programme had moved to a new lunchtime slot. The presenter was Martin Campbell, who was also involved in developing other new programme ideas.
I think probably one of the most memorable things that I did at Trent was a situation comedy, which has been the only situation comedy in independent radio so far, so a first and only one for Trent, and it was called Cobblers, and it starred Bill Maynard, and we recorded the episode 6 in all, if my memory serves me correctly, over at the Albany.
Although Martin's programme was usually a phone-in, there was one occasion when that became impossible.
So, we'll keep you up to date with the weather situation. It really is terrible. And, you know, they do mean it when they say don't go out unless you really, really have to, because it is pretty awful. We'll keep you up to date on the weather situation. Tricia will come down round about 12:15.
Tinwood Road closures in Nottingham to start with, the A616 Neasel Road, Ompton Road and Little Carlton.
In those situations, a radio station has to react. Radio Trent did, by introducing its first overnight show to cover the emergency. Len Grote remembers being the only person available to present the programme.
Well, I enjoyed it because it was the first time, and I think it's always nice doing something for the first time. It's like when you do your first programme on a radio station, or when you do something new on a radio station, you feel you're pioneering. And it was a good night, and I remember people were coming in, and we had babies being born in ambulances and stuff like this, and it was really great. It was like a little episode in its own. I went back, and the next day it was like it perhaps never existed, because I slept for a while, then came and did the next show afterwards.
Radio Trent had, for the first time, moved into 24-hour broadcasting, if only as the snow of 79 rested a sludge underfoot. But it was a hint of things to come. You're listening to Sounds Like You Want to Hear, Radio Trent's 10th anniversary documentary. In part two, we'll be bringing the history up to the present day. You can hear the second part immediately after the news.